Writers. Today, I'm excited to have a cup of coffee with you. I'm sitting here this morning, just got back from the gym, and some things are rolling through my brain here that I wanted to talk about, I wanted to address when it comes to pricing and selling your work at a 50% gross profit. As you know, if you've been following this channel for any period of time, we have been pounding this message home that this is a non-negotiable. And I wanted to go a little bit deeper today in what I mean by that, because, and this is all in my shit here. I haven't done a great job of explaining some of these things to you guys. I talk to people every day that are implementing some of the things that they're learning on this show, and it's changing their life, changing their business, and I'm fired up for that. But I want to answer a couple of questions here. Now, first of all, what is a 50% gross profit? If it costs you a dollar to produce something, you charge at least two. And if you produce it at the two, all right, or if on budget for no more than you said you were going to produce it for, all right, cost you a buck to produce it, you charge two, cost you a buck to really produce it in the field, you have $1 left over, that's 50% gross profit. All right, so it is a 100% markup is what it is. All right, so you bid labor, material, you know, it's $5,000, you double it, charge 10, and that is, you are selling your work at a 50% gross profit. So you can get a download at thecontractorfight.com/50 if you want to go grab that for free. And it explains it better than I just did, because my mind is all over here today because I want to answer some questions. So people will often ask me, they'll be like, dude, how do I know I should be charging a 50% gross profit? All right. And here's my simple blanket answer. All right. There are outliers. Of course, there are other situations where we want to, you know, have a deeper conversation on this. But if you do not know your numbers, meaning you don't know what your overhead is, you don't know what your break-even point is, you don't know your cost per lead, your cost per sale, all right? You don't know how much gross profit dollars you're producing per man hour in the field at an actualized rate, okay? There's a lot of different things that you need to know about your numbers. If you do not know your numbers, if you're like, you know, sped when it comes to knowing your numbers, then double whatever the hell it costs you and sell your work at a 50%, non-negotiable, all right? Because that'll save your ass more than it'll hurt you. That's why I pound this all the time. That's why I say it's the fastest way to get out of the financial gutter is to double what it costs you and charge that, even if you don't know your numbers. Now, I will say there are thousands of contractors that we've worked with through the years that they're strong. They know their numbers. They know their business. They're kicking ass. They charge a 50% gross profit and produce it like clockwork all the time. And they continue to do that forever. All right. And if you can, why wouldn't you? All right. So first rule here, if you don't know your damn numbers, damn it, double what it cost you in the field to produce the job, commit to producing it in the field for the time and the budget that you said you would produce it at, and you will have 50% of the money left over. And that'll make your fucking life a lot easier. All right. And since you don't know your numbers, you don't know your overhead, you don't know your break-even point. All right. This is the best I could fucking do for your asses. All right. coffee. So next is we get a bunch of GCs come to us and go, you can't charge 50% gross profit as a GC and sub all your work out. Yes, you can. Okay. You can. If you want to, you can. Quit saying you can't do it. All right. Now, if you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to fucking do it, don't do it. I don't give a shit, but I'm sick of you guys telling me that it can't be done because I got hundreds of GCs in our fucking battleground program that are doing it. It ain't that fucking hard when you learn your numbers, you have confidence in your numbers, you're attracting the right clients, and you learn how to sell like a mofo, all right, then it's going to be doable for you. But you got to believe up here first. Now, should you? That is another question. See, guys, as you know, for a lot of you guys that do like commercial work, oh, it's commercial work. Oh my God, can't get 50%. Or I sub my work out, can't get 50%. My God, you guys are fucking pathetic. All the fucking excuses you give me. And can I say fucking one more time? All right. Hope you guys know I care about you. I want you to win, damn it. But you guys are making it hard. Like I'm pushing your ass up the hill and you're turning around and like taking a piss on my face while I'm trying to do it. Like Jesus, quit arguing with my ass and fucking get your head right and charge what you need to charge. Now, so don't tell me you can or you can't. That's the first law of bullshit that you're feeding yourself. I don't know. All right, if you're a GC, okay, You're doing big remodel projects. You're doing commercial construct. Whatever the fuck it is, I don't care. Should you get a 50% gross profit? Well, if you fucking can, you should. It's stupid not to. All right. Your duty as a business owner is to make as much money as you can so you could add as much value as you can to your customers, your warranty issues, your employees, your subs, and you create a great life for you and your family. All right. But if you don't know your numbers, okay, then how do we know where you should be charging your work? For a lot of guys, I work one-on-one with very few people a year. All right. And sometimes I'll run across somebody who's doing $6-7 million a year, and they can actually price and produce their work at a 30-35% gross profit, and they have $1 million in the fucking bank because their overhead's low. All right. They got $1 million in profit on $5 or $6 million a year, and they got $1 million after they paid themselves $253,000-$400,000. All right. Because they know their numbers. All right. So understand here, guys, this is, I get after your asses with this 50% stuff because I want to wake you up, because most of you don't put in the work to understand your numbers and don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All right. And you bitch about, you complain about the going rate and all this other garbage, when the truth is, if you just became a student of the game and built confidence in your numbers over time, all right, you would be able to make the decisions that are best for your company. There was a time in our painting company where we priced we priced everything at a 50% or better and sold most of it at that rate. On occasion, we knew that I could lower the gross profit to a 42%-ish right in there based on what our overhead and our break even and other projects we had and what our volume was like. If I had a project that was like a little bit bigger, but I knew it was going to fill the calendar, I knew it was a competitive bid situation, I could play a little ball with that because I knew my numbers. All right. A lot of you guys, you're trying to play competitive ball. All right. And you don't know your numbers. That's a problem. All right. We had our employee teams, our employee crews, and we had some subcontractor crews. And my employee crews, I always bid them out at 50% or better. And I got to our monthly break even point with them and better. We made money on them as well, net profit. But I'm saying my goal was to book the calendar to break even and make a net profit with just my employees. And then I could price my subs at whatever I wanted. If it wasn't a high risk job, it was easy to do. It was a slam dunk. We're in and out. We're paid quickly. I could care less if I got a 30% on stuff like that. All right. So guys, stop telling yourself you can't do this. All right. Cause you're fighting. It's friendly fire. You're fighting against yourself. All right. What you really need to do is back up and just understand your numbers. Put in the work to know your numbers. Fighters, Mile High Profit Summit 2023 is fast approaching. In addition to that whole kick-ass event, I want to make sure that you know about our elite package. That is a full workshop day with myself, Rene Rodriguez, and Ben Newman for a whole intimate, small workshop with a few contractors to work on you and your business. I'm going to tell you what you're going to walk away with here in a minute. But guys, part of the elite package is you get the whole Mile High Profit Summit VIP experience after that workshop day. It's a kick-ass package, you guys. Super excited about it. Guys, you're going to learn, spending the day with us, you are going to learn how to sell at least one more high profit job per month. What would that do to your bank account? How happy would Mama Bear be at home when you walked in the door having one more nice high profit job under your belt each month? She'd be like, get over here. You're going to walk away knowing how to read people like a pro and always knowing what to say next. Imagine that superpower in your sales process. Next thing you're going to walk away with is you're going to walk away being able to increase your net profit by 50% in the next 90 days after the workshop. And finally, you're going to walk away with the ability. You're going to get coached up in a huge way of how to command the room with confidence and get people dying to follow you and be on your team. And I don't mean on the room like you're on the stage or whatever. I mean, when you're talking to prospects and they, man, I want to work with this guy. When you're talking to potential employees, the way you post on social media, the videos you do, the copy that you use, all these different things to attract winners into your world wanting to be on your team. Head to MileHighProfitSummit.com. Join us for the elite package and the full VIP experience at Mile High Profit Summit. I'm out. Now, last segment I want to cover here is new construction. All right. We're looking at buying some land and building a new home in the next couple of years. And the builders that I'm talking, they're making 50% gross profit. All right. They're custom and they're worth it. They've had years to build their brand. Guys, I've worked with and I've worked for custom home builders that were making a 50% gross, selling their homes at a 50% gross profit. Some of you guys are like messaging into the show or emailing us in and go, there's no way that if it's costing you $500,000 to build a house that you can charge $1 million for it. All right. Okay. I call bullshit. There's a lot of things that surround that. If you're just a brand new builder coming out of the gate and you're trying to do that at this point now, probably ain't going to be a good move for you because you haven't put the reps in. Haven't put the years in to build your brand, to build your reputation. They have a fucking waiting list for people that want you to build them a house, like the people I'm talking to. All right. And again, this kind of goes back to the larger GC stuff. Guys, if you could build a home and make a 20-25% gross profit, and because of the price of the home and the number of homes you do a year, and you know your numbers and what's left covers your overhead easily and puts $1 million in the bank in your pocket or in your bank for you at the end of the year, then more power to you. All right. I wanted to do this video. I'm going to wrap this up because I'm bouncing all over because I could talk all day on this shit. All right. But the real reason I wanted to do this is, number one, I want to remind you that I come after you guys on this 50% non-negotiable, quit being a little bitch about it. All right. That's for those of you that don't know your numbers and you're fucking lying to yourself all the time saying, oh, it's a going rate and you can't get this in my ear. I call bullshit on that. All right. That's why I come hard at it. Now, as I get to that's the macro conversation. When I have a micro conversation, like in Battleground with a group of contractors on our open coaching call, and I dig in, there's times when I go, you know what, dude, right now, because of this, this, and this, and this factor, here's your pricing strategy for the next 3 months until you fill the calendar, because that'll cover your break even. You got some net profit money and you've been selling, you know, blah, blah, blah. And let's make sure we're getting there. Then you can inch your prices back up and work back towards the 50%. Those are macro conversations that are based upon understanding the context of somebody's business. But when I'm on here on the show, all right, and I'm in your face about it, I don't know the context of all your business. In fact, some of you guys, may I be so bold, some of you guys are just idiots. Seriously, some of you shouldn't own a business. I'm not saying you're a bad person or whatever, but like, you can't return a phone call. You don't brush your teeth in the morning. You wear wrinkled shirts to go meet fucking clients. All right. You can't make your bed. You can't honor the commitments you make to yourself, and you think you want to run a high-end business, you're barking up the wrong tree, man. All right, so you should hang it up. Some of you just ain't cut out for this, and I get after you guys. All right, so I need to wake you up. I want to help you, and sometimes helping you is telling you the truth and about shut your business down and go work for somebody else. If you don't know your numbers, 50% has to be a non-negotiable, okay? And it's not $1,000 the job cost me labor and material times 0.5. Okay. That's not 50% gross profit. All right. It's times two. All right. So go to thecontractorfight.com/50 if you need help with that. All right. For those of you guys that are a little more advanced, you know your numbers, you know your cost per lead, cost per sale, you know how much net profit per man hour you're producing in the field. You know what? You actually have a marketing strategy and a marketing budget. You job cost on a regular basis and things like that, then you can start playing with those things, playing with your numbers if it makes sense. You might find that a 40%, 43, 45% is your sweet spot that keeps you booked out consistently for 12 weeks. Okay. And I would rather have a full year booked at 43% than a half a year booked at 50%. Okay, for many reasons. One of them is consistency of the crew and then leveling up their skills and be able to train them and they get better. All right. I've seen this in a lot of other industries, guys, where guys were getting a 50, 60, 80% gross profit on their work, but they were only working two weeks a month. Well, fucking good is that? All right. So understand it's about context, but because I don't know all of you, I'm not having a conversation with all of you, I have to play the macro game here when I get after you about 50% gross profit. So anyway, guys, subscribe, follow, share. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being part of the fight. Don't forget to grab the download if you need it. Contractorfight.com/50. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.